Welcome, everybody! As you are probably aware of now, Silvercaster has now moved away, so I decided that I'm going to take over Silver Metal now, and now I welcome you to Pink Metal, where it's in the podcast where we talk about everything Pink Power Ranger related. So, this... I'm here with Bluecaster, or Pinkcaster 2, Ishida Zazeel, and Pinkcaster 3, Senshin.
Yeah. I'm so drunk!
So,
Pinkcaster Nigo.
So, this week's episode, we will be talking about any
I am not your Nigo.
No, I'm Nigo. You're Pinkcaster Sango.
You're the cool none of those things!
And you're the cool one with the car!
So this week's episode is going to be about any episode of Power Rangers with the word pink in it, and today's topic is going to be, what is your least Pink Ranger?
Hey. No. Too much pink energy is dangerous.
Oh my god! Oh, he's back! What?
Cue the roll call.
Insert metal.
Rising from the ashes, Silvercaster, Overkill!
Equipment Wielder, Bluecaster, Ishida Zazeel.
Oil and Loud, Pinkcaster, Lightred!
Preferring the source material, Grunk, Dreamcat.
Cast Ranger,
Silver Metal!
Game on!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Silver Metal. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Dino Charge, episode 8.
This is the mid-season finale.
Season finale.
Get your own show.
Stop it.
All right, so in this episode, we're going to be talking about Dino Charge, episode 8, and favorite component Zord. Yeah.
I said the whole thing already.
No battle zords, just zords.
So like no white tiger zord, no dino zord, nothing of that. Because it has to be a component of the Megazord that fights.
We'll talk about the topic when we get to the topic.
The arm, the leg, the dick. Like who knows?
Yeah, definitely the dick, the red train.
Red Russia.
The Red Russia. Let's get on with the episode with Dino Charge, guys. Power Rangers Dino
Charge. So, our mid-season finale.
Yeah.
There were dinosaurs and monsters and shit.
And clones. Lots and lots of clones.
So, this episode starts off with Pisandra. I can't remember her actual name.
Poisandra.
And Sledge, like, you know, lovey-dovey, going, every bounty hunter needs a girl like you.
Smart.
Strong.
Beautiful.
Smart.
Heart-shaped.
With that heart-shaped ass.
And Kirio's just like, yeah, that's right.
And of course...
Hashtag that
and of course,
ass. Every...
And of course, like, she's making fun of... She's making fun of them because, she found the device, found the signal from the device, blah, 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 and found that they have a device to do, to find the dinosaurs, right?
Every great bounty hunter needs something to stand behind, and that ass.
Yeah.
That's that ass.
So, they go and confront Fury, who goes, I can do this, I got this, I'll take care of the Rangers, anyway. And she goes, no, God damn it, let me talk! And she goes and says, no, I have a way better idea. Let's get the machine to find the actual dino jet. And, well, of course, Sledge is like, I like your pussy, so I'm gonna go with your idea. Fuck you.
And her immediate reaction is, we need some evil accessories! And freeze the takoyaki monster.
You know what's funny?
No.
Not this episode?
No. That one red guy. That one red guy, the lion dude.
Fury?
Yes, he's Brain. We always cover Drive. And in this situation, with Brain, hold on for a second. With Brain, you have a dude who's basically all like, ah, this bitch. She's occupying all of the time of the main villain whom I have a great respect.
Oh my god.
And fuck this bitch. And then you have Fury, who's all like, ah, this bitch is occupying all of the fucking attention of the main villain, for whom I have great respect. Fuck this bitch and her heart-shaped ass. Oh my god,
wow. Fury's Brain.
Which means someone's been watching Tokusatsu.
Those stories are happening at the same time.
Right? Exactly.
For that to have been premeditative is impossible.
No.
Yeah, because they recorded this episode like 3 months ago.
Because someone's watching Drive.
Maybe they have a spy watching the filming sessions.
Just Pisandra's watching it from space.
With the E-tracer.
Yeah.
So we cut to, like, the forest where they're, like, using the E-Trace or whatever like that, and Tyler's just...
They have a gold bat... They have one of the Terra Gordon batteries now, by the way, using the method... Assumedly using the method they use...
The Terra battery.
The Terra Zord. I don't fucking care.
So Tyler's underneath a tree or whatever, and he's just, like, writing in a diary, and he's just, like... And he's just, like, oh, Chase is, like, so, like, all about the ladies, and then he, like...
Yeah, that's the Black Ranger's name.
Chase.
Oh. Yeah. Another parallel with Drive! Yeah.
We made that joke already.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Paul, you're home. Go drunk.
And so he mentions the fact that Shelby's, like, cute when he's, like, talking about her, and I'm just like, ooh! Tyler and Shelby! Ship!
I was more amazed that they actually went with, it's June 21st. What?
They dated it, and it's nowhere near accurate.
Yeah, well, I'm like, they could have at least said, like, might as well say
April
anything.
Something.
It's December 1st. Like, there'd be no difference. Why would you even want to date the video? Why even put a date on it?
Dating the video? Come on, guys, get your act together.
Let's face it, Power Rangers is ruined.
So then Kendall, like, calls him up and is like, oh, you guys need to come back to base or whatever. And it's like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
We've detected bad guys.
Yeah, so then
I fucked the shit out of Kendall.
So Tyler packs the E-Tracer in an obvious fucking case that's on the back of his Jeep.
It's like dangling not that well attached to the back of his
dangling
Jeep.
Dangling like my dick while I fuck
gets
Kendall.
Gets into the Jeep, and then you just see the other, like, Rangers, and they're morphed. And
emerge from the bush.
Yeah, and he's
emerge
like
my dick one while I was fucking Kendall.
Okay, Paul.
Can someone please kick Paul out?
No.
He's
so, like, the best scene ever happens where Tyler unmorphs, gets into the vehicle, and the other four Rangers emerge from the underbrush, morphed, not a word, and, like, get into his Jeep, and
he's like, are we morphing now?
Are we morphing? And the Black Ranger just, like, gives him the shh motion and points for him to drive. And then you see the Jeep pulling away. And the most, I don't know why it's so funny, but just the most hilarious shot of the Jeep driving away with three Power Rangers just sitting in the backseat chilling
under brush.
Yep. That's why I saw a post just now, like a couple minutes ago, and it was like, someone was like, Bandai should just make Tyler's Jeep as a toy. And then just like...
then get all the Rangers to sit in the back.
Exactly! I would totally do that.
I don't remember why I wrote in the note saying he's murdering plants for love.
I don't remember that.
Must have been tired.
You must have been on drugs, David.
So then Tyler's Jeep breaks down, so he goes to check it out, and then Shelby contacts him, and he's like, why did you leave without us? And Tyler's like, I didn't. I'm looking right at you.
Uh-oh.
And then you find out that they're actually Vivix that look like the Rangers.
You just hear in Tyler's head, aw, oh, shit, this is the evil clone episode.
Aw, oh, shit, dude.
Oh, come on, man.
I keep asking myself this. Why are their unitards covered in paisley? Like, seriously.
Well, they're supposed to be bacteria.
So paisley?
Sure.
Okay.
So then he's like, "Oh shit, they're Vivix," and they get off, they run off with the E-Tracer, and then I can't remember. Like, oh yeah, I guess they get back. Like the other Rangers are back the command base.
He gets knocked out and falls off. He gets knocked out.
Wait, no, guys. Pysandra shows up and shoots Tyler and hits him like flat on in the chest with a blazer shot and knocks him unconscious. Then they leave.
Oh yeah, right. He's like getting shot at, and you just see him like just moving.
Just
the
like
only,
flailing.
Yeah, moving his upper body only, just going.
If I swing fast enough, maybe I'll deflect him with my hands.
No, he got hit in the chest. Like, yeah. I watched it again.
Yeah,
I didn't say it worked. I just said he tried.
The chest.
I really got to compliment the stunt work in this episode. It was really cool.
Yeah, seeing Tyler flip around all this episode was pretty cool.
Seeing Fury flip around, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
So the Rangers are like, we should go find Tyler. And Keeper's like, nah, fuck him. We need to stop the bad guys.
No. It was, they wanted to split up.
Yeah.
Like, two people were going to go find Tyler, two people were going to go fight the bad guys, and Keeper was like, wait, you guys need to work together as a team. And Kendall will take care of finding Tyler. By the way, Kendall, take your shirt off.
Which defeated the entire point, because they couldn't use the Dino Spike no matter how many of them there were, so sending all four of them against the monster was pointless from the start!
Also,
they defeated the monster. They could defeat the monster without the spiker. They just need to, like, hit him a lot with the shotgun mode.
Also, Kendall gives me the horizontal salute.
Yes, no, Paul, we get it! You wanna fuck Kendall!
Like, all over town.
Anyway.
You will ride her like a wheelbarrow through the streets!
All over town!
And, okay, guys, calm down. Calm down. Anyway. He goes and wakes up, Tyler wakes up.
And activates the
dino thing, and I'm like, oh my god, this is gonna be awesome.
It said the name of the dinosaur on the battery during the sequence, but I couldn't even pronounce it. The spelling was so weird.
Yeah, I don't care. It was awesome.
It was like Deinonychus or something like that?
Soft thud on the Floridon.
Oh!
No.
Lazy, and then another lazy transformation with a backflip.
Whatever, he's busy getting on bike.
Then he gets on the bike and goes and finds Fury. Fury knocks him over, knocks him down. He does a little roll and de-hints it from getting hit and rolling.
Oh, and there was that one scene where Fury's expressing his distaste to nobody, and he slashes that art piece in half.
Killer, I must kill all the art.
While we were watching, we were like, I want the artist to just come up and go, no, actually, you know, I kind of like it.
And Fury is complaining about something, and he wants he was complaining about something, and he wants a trophy to give back to
Sledge,
right? And I go, what, you want a trophy, husband?
No, yeah, there's a scene where, like, he gets the E-Tracer, he's walking back, he's like, oh, Sledge will love me for this, oh, I'll be the one to marry him, not you!
I want Sledge inside me!
Literally! Because I'm armor!
Because I'm armor!
Behold the power of my LGBT-based lion powers!
No, wasn't that the branding monster who did that?
And then the branding monster
is there
makes
a monster
for...
that has LGBT-based lion powers?
I don't know.
Anyway, he goes and makes more Rangers to fight the other Rangers. But the Black Ranger puts
flowers
like,
in their belts.
Flowers in their belts.
And then they pretty easily, pretty handily make the evil Clone Ranger motif of the week completely pointless.
Yeah, and then gun-foos the other ones to death.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, yeah, he's just like backflip, bang, backflip, bang, backflip, bang. Okay, you're all dead.
Yeah.
And then, I can't remember in Kiryu, his name was—he was the sad guy.
Oh, Wrench.
Wrench. He goes, "Oh man, this sucks. I hate being called the Tin Man." And I went, "Oh, that's funny."
Did he actually say that?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear that bit. But
because
that's
hilarious. Because Pysandra said, "Come here, Tin Man. You're coming with me."
Which is great because we mentioned a while ago I don't know if we mentioned it on the show or not, but we confirmed that the villains of Curiosity / Denma Charge are very clearly based on the Wizard of Oz. Poisandra / Candelira is Dorothy. Fury / Dugald is the Cowardly Lion. Wrench / Igron is the Tin Man. And Curio / Luckyro is the Scarecrow. And apparently Chaos is just the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
So I guess that's Sledge now.
No, Zordon is the Wizard of Oz. Thank you.
Yes, Paul. Yes. Yes, dear.
No, dude, giant floating head.
No, I completely agree with you, but wrong show.
Bring me young, supple teenagers while I figure out how to save the world.
Okay.
Sorry, again.
It cuts back to Tyler on the bike, and Kendall, Google glasses her, projection into the helmet, and I still love the in-helmet design.
Yeah.
Yep.
Telling them that, there's alien detection nearby.
Oh, yeah.
And Fury hits him in the chest, and, he falls off and demorphs again because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, and then we get this awesome fight between Tyler and Fury where we find out that Fury apparently encountered his missing father at some point. And I like how he uses words like how weak he was. I should have known you were his son and stuff like that. That makes you think that he not only fought him but possibly killed him, but which we all know is probably not the case.
I was just hoping for I am your father.
Well, considering what happened.
I am your father.
Wait, considering what happened and considering that Fury has AIDS now.
What?
Yeah, did you not see the AIDS coming out of his chest?
That was apparently the Sixth Ranger.
No, that is...
They're recycling
that is,
the
Kyoruger. That's his father.
No. That's,
no, because
that's
in Kyoruger, what happened was... Kyorugold was in... Dugald was using the Sixth Ranger as...
as a host.
As a host.
So that was probably Ivan, the medieval knight, trying to break out of Dugald.
Ivan ooze.
No.
Ivan well, he did try to ooze his way out in that shot.
Oh! Connection made. This character
just comes
is,
back.
It's all connected.
I'm back.
This character is a young, good protagonist. I have news.
Yep.
Just saying. Just now.
No, he got hit with Zordon's good beam.
Oh yeah, maybe
you ruined it first.
That's what happened to Ivan Ooze after he got hit by Zordon's sacrificial wave of good.
Good beam.
It's all connected.
Yep. They call me Ivan.
Okay, I get it. Shut up. The Dino Charge Morpher and everything that also uses the battery has a really nice voice, by the way.
I'm sick of the American Dino Charge voice.
I love it.
I like it.
Dino Charger, engage!
So Tyler shows up and they beat the fuck out of the monster. They spike it in the face. Bad shit happens.
Yeah.
I loved when grows bigger and then he's like, "Oh, rise, Vivix!" And you just see the Vivix just push them out of the way, running by them, "Excuse me, we gotta go form a giant monster form now. Thank you." And then they turn into a giant monster.
The
pun of the week when he did when they spiked him was I should have copied that.
But, so the Takoyaki monster grows giant, and he takes the giant Nullzilla Vivic, Mega Vivic, whatever, and somehow turns him into not a Ranger clone or a Zord clone, but a clone of Fury. And then we get his catchphrase, "That's infuriating!"
I can't wait for them to bring Mr. I Got a Headache Guy.
I'm just sticking a gun down my pants so I can shoot myself in the dick from all these terrible catchphrases.
But then you can't wheelbarrow Kendall.
Whatever. So they're getting their ass kicked by Fury and the copy monster.
Oh my god.
And so what do they do?
They pull out fucking Ovirapu. Oh, I'm sorry. The gas charger.
Yeah, the gas charger, guys.
And they actually call it a fart. At least they respect. Yeah. They show respect to the source material for that.
And then it's like, it stings my eyes. And I'm like, they could smell it inside the sword.
Why not?
That seems like a huge, like, design flaw.
Of course, a design flaw. I mean, think about it. If you're on a road trip and there's a skunk that, like, sprays in the area, even with your windows rolled up, you're going to smell it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not like the Megazord's fucking airtight.
Yeah, guys, it's like,
they could have had a gas purification.
They also could have had a V8, but they didn't, so let's move on.
No.
We're
not talking
V8.
About V8s.
V8's delicious.
So they fuck the monster in the butt with the gas charger, and then they pull out fucking macho mode, triangular formation, and fucking uppercut it into the sun.
Hammer punch!
And then they take the drill and they just drill that Vivix in the face, killing him.
Oh yeah, they drill it right through the fucking middle.
Yep.
It was awesome. So yeah. Monster's dead, pun made, monster extinct.
I should have made a copy of me.
Is that what he said? I wasn't even listening
by that. Yeah, that's what he said when he died.
Okay.
Mudu.
So then they see they see Fury getting away with the E-Tracer, and Chase is like, "Oh, don't worry, guys, I got this." So it goes to
No, you're wrong.
Okay.
No. What's his name? Red Ranger guy.
He's like, "Chase, you're the only one who can make the shot."
Yeah, you're the only one who can make the shot.
Oh, whatever.
And then the Pink Ranger comes up and goes, "But my E-Tracer, would you rather them have it, you fucking cunt?" No? Okay, good. Fuck you.
And he rather have a dick. Two problems with what happens here. A, he pulls out the full cannon mode, which is problem number one. He flips the sword part of it open for some god-awful reason, which is part two of problem one. And then their selection, yeah, let's destroy the device so it doesn't fall into enemy hands. Or you shoot Fury in the head so he drops it and you can take it back, you dumb fucks. But no, they destroy the device, but Fury gets away with the gold battery anyways. So it was a failure no matter what.
Mm-hmm. No, but what's going to happen is...
useless,
tactless
fuckheads!
But then the Gold Ranger's going to pop out of his chest.
I know, and that's completely the story they're setting up for, and I'm totally okay with that. But from a contextual in-story standpoint, that was completely the wrong choice to make.
Contextual in-story standpoint relating to Madurk? No.
Fuck you.
Man, never again. You were never allowed to be drunk caster again.
It's the mid-season finale. Special occasion.
Every week from now on.
Don't be. Then you're not in the podcast anymore.
Week.
Don't talk to her that way!
Why are you guys talking like that? boy. So, go... Fury gets away with the gold battery, and everyone goes home happy, I guess. Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
No more episodes till autumn, for some reason!
I can explain this why. They want to make sure that they have Dino Charge running all year of 2015, and then in 2016, in 2016, they'll be releasing Super Dino Charge.
There is literally a full year of footage within Kyoryuger for them to pick from.
But how they can't rewrite that
into a full year season is fucking beyond me!
Hey, Chris, Super Dino Charge is Tokyuger.
I swear to God, it better not be!
I'll kill myself.
It is.
I'll kill myself.
There better be some Go Buster in there somewhere!
Nope. They have established that Go Buster will not be a Power Ranger series.
This is bullshit!
I know.
That's funny.
And they definitely won't have time to do with it with, what's the series? Ninja.
Well,
because
no,
the
Ninja
is
a new series, though. After
yeah, that. Ninja will be a brand new series.
Power Rangers Ninja Junk. Because there's no more words that we can put after Ninja.
Power
Ninja
Rangers
Flash.
Ninja.
Ninja Flash.
Shut up.
Ninja. Yeah, like Ninja Star or Ninja Flash or Ninja Smoke.
I said Ninja Flash because they're.
Or Ninja Turtles.
Ninja the Dick!
Fuck.
No.
Anyway, let's move on to our special topic.
Yay! Hurrah.
Featured topic.
So today our special topic is favorite Zord that is also a component to the Megazord.
Yay. You go first.
Oh, do I?
Sure, it's your show.
No, let's do Drunkcaster first. I want to hear his opinion.
Oh, okay.
Fine, alright. Okay. This will end up being a tie, and both are from the same series. In fact, the same season. But my favorite two auxiliary Zords that fit into a Megazord but do not become Megazords themselves are the Dragonzord and Titanus.
Dragonzord doesn't count. Titanus counts.
Wait, the Dragonzord does not take a humanoid form by itself, though.
No, it requires... It requires the Triceratops, the saber-toothed tiger, and the pterodactyl to create its battle.
Oh, I thought it did. Never mind. No, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a tie. Both are awesome. One's Mechagodzilla and one's a giant Brontosaurus train. It's awesome. It's fucking cool.
No, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Both good.
And now I'm gonna fucking... Where's the liquor? Fucking... Dude.
It's immediately under your leg.
Yay!
Mine is from the same... Hey, mine is from Dino Charge.
Cool.
It's Rexy.
Ooh, topical.
Neat.
I have found, that Rexy, that whole Zord in general, I just like how it has a mind of its own. It has, its own personality. I like the fact that it can help him do a rider kick.
It can help him pull a Ryuki.
Yeah. It's flips just amazing. And
shit. Yeah, it flips to the fucking sky.
As soon as it shows up, it kills a city block. The same city block. I don't know why they just don't cordon that area off and just have a big warning. Rexy may land here at any time.
Yep.
Hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because there's a giant Tyrannosaurus Rex dropping in the sky. Fucking shit.
And since Paul had two, I'm going to go with my honorable mention, which is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Tyrannosaurus Rex Zord.
Neat.
The Red Ranger's original Zord.
Mouth lasers for days.
Oh, yeah. So that's it. I really like that Zord, too. It's just it. Hey, it killed a monster.
It did.
So... It killed a monster on its own. One-on-one.
Dude, I'm not disagreeing with you. It's fucking boss.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Alright, come on. One of you guys.
Come on, Lane, I'm gonna grab your dick.
Alright, everyone. On the count of three, let's say it together. 1, 2, 3. Pink Triceratops!
Oh my god.
Why? Because it's a fucking pink Triceratops, and how often are you going to ever see that? Plus, it has a fucking drill, and it's fucking cool.
Remember that episode of Pokemon where you had pink Rhyhorns?
Okay, that's not a Triceratops.
That's where you're going to see that fucking shit. Next!
No. And my honorable mention is actually from Dino Thunder, because I've actually been watching it lately, because I just want to...
I should hope
Dino Thunder's really good. I forgot what it's called, but it's the one that... The Parazord is based off of, that dinosaur, but it's like a boxer. He's got, boxing gloves.
Sorry, say again?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, no, it's not, no, it's based off Boompaki. Boompaki's dinosaur.
Oh,
but it's the
one from, boxing one.
The one from Dino Thunder?
Yeah, I love that guy.
Oh,
little guy.
Let me see if I can look up the name of it.
Mm.
Alright, Ichi.
Okay, so... My favorite component Zord is going to be the Siren Blaster Rescue Zord from Turbo, which was the blue part of the Rescue Megazord. Just cause I love that whole series of Mega of Zords in general, just because they each had a humanoid form, but then they were also part of the Megazord. I thought it was really neat.
I actually have another honorable mention when you're done.
Okay. And, if I had to pick a runner-up, probably also from Dino Thunder, I would go with the Dimetrazord, because it's a goddamn saw blade.
Yup.
It's styled after a Dimetrodon, which is some sort of spiny-looking monstrosity.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it basically gives the Megazord a saw blade for a hand.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking so cool.
Yeah.
Dino Thunder has some pretty sweet Zords.
Oh, yeah.
Very colorful.
And then there are ones like the yellow pterodactyl Zord, which were functionally useless. They actually formed the Megazord one time with just the red and blue Zords.
It's funny because in Dino Thunder, actually, like, because like I said, I'm watching it, and actually Kira is my favorite. I love her. She's fucking cute.
It's a shame her Zord is useless.
Doesn't matter. She's fucking awesome. She's a singer.
So my other honorable mention is the Green Turbo Rangers minivan.
What?
Yeah, the green, because in Turbo Ranger, they're little friggin', in Turbo, their little cars turn into the Megazord.
Yeah. Oh, so the actual Green Turbo Zord.
What's it called?
Yeah, but it called, it's like, a minivan.
Desert Storm?
Desert Thunder.
Desert Thunder.
Yeah, it was a minivan. And it was terrible.
It was an SUV.
It was a Jeep.
Yeah, it was a Jeep.
One of them was a minivan.
It looked green and terrible. Green and yellow were both kind of Jeep van type deals.
It looked like a minivan.
Kind of, but not really.
Well, it did, in my opinion.
Like, pink was a sports car, blue was a 4x4 truck, and red was a race car.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Thank you guys for watching Silver Metal Drunk Casting.
Yeah. Drunk Casting!
And we'll see you on the next Pink Metal.
Surprise. Oh, I guess I might as well tell you guys that we are, Silver Metal is going on hiatus until
mid-season finale.
Yep.
Yeah, until Dino Charge comes back, because we thought it was only going to be like a 1 or 2 month thing, and we could maintain 1 to 2 months, but 5 months is a little much considering it's a weekly podcast. Even if we watched the first 5 episodes of every single Power Ranger series.
We could watch Beetleborgs and Mystic Knights.
We might come back, though, with an episode to review the Power Rangers movie.
Yeah, we're going to do that when Cell comes back.
We're going to do that when Cell comes back.
Yeah, absolutely.
One also, thing that... Beetleborgs and Mystic Knights, please.
Oh, Mystic Knights for sure.
Fucking hey, we'll do it as a topic one day.
Yeah. Mystic Knights, dear no, we don't have words in between. Our fucking words in our sentences. Mystic Knights, tear not knock.
Okay.
Mystic Knights of
Bye, everybody.
Somebody shut
stop button,
up.
Please. Bye.
As always, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Or not.
No, do it. Listen to him. He's drunk.
Follow me at Lightrid on Twitter.
Feed poor Lightrid. He needs food.
Hashtag comments for Lane.
Yep.
Find us, castranger.podbean.com. That's where all of our hub. That's the hub for all of our nonsense.
Just so you know, this is the worst episode of Silver Metal I've ever had to record.
No. Oh, shut up, David.
Wait, no, worst so far.
You think everything's the worst?
Because
it
can
always get worse.
It's because I tried to steal your Dino Thunder.
Yeah, that's exactly.